Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Morning with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you.
Good morning, you guys.
We are picking up with day 5 of our Anxious for Nothing devotional in the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description of this podcast if you guys want to follow along with us. And as always, I'm going to read the scripture, and then Tori's going to pick up with the Devo.
Let's do it.
The scripture is Matthew chapter 11, verses 28. It says this, "Then Jesus said, 'Come to me, all of you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest.'"
The devotional says, "Do you ever feel guilty for being a Christian who isn't anxious for nothing? Does having anxiety give you more anxiety because you feel like you're not supposed to feel it?"
Amen.
Lori was in the same boat until she discovered one thing that changed everything. She says, "My marriage was in shambles. I was shouldering all of the responsibility of raising 3 kids, 2 of them teenagers, Lord help me, all on my own, working, cooking, cleaning, carpooling, fixing, financing, supporting, loving, providing. It was all on me. My anxiety was through the roof, and I didn't know what to do about it. I was trying everything I could think of. Counseling, meditation, medication, music, exercise, reciting scripture, you name it. Nothing seemed to take it away. Don't get me wrong, it was definitely helping to do these things. But I learned to use the tools I needed to get myself centered on Christ again. But I was still struggling. Looking back, one thing I realized I wasn't trying was not trying. If you search scripture, you will find a ton of verses about worry. I know, because I was looking for some magic formula to help me conquer it once and for all. In my search, I found something unexpected. You have to pay attention to see it. But in these verses, there are implicit instructions from our Father to do nothing. Yes, seriously, nothing. In Matthew 11:28, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." He is doing the work here, not us. We just have to come to him. In John 14:27, he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." Are you sensing a theme? He is giving us peace. He is giving us rest.
Giving.
We do nothing. Again, in Matthew 6:25-34, this famous passage tells us not to worry, for God even clothes the grass of the field. So how much more will he take care of us? We're told to seek his kingdom, and all these things will be given to us. That's right. Did you catch that? Given. God is a giver. He has the answers, and he has our back. Some things we just can't do ourselves, but that is exactly how he designed it, for us to need him. All of those things I worried about worked out, one way or another. It wasn't until I took a breath, rested, truly came to Jesus, got quiet, let go of all the details, told God that I trusted him completely, and then learned to do nothing, that I finally found peace. Ultimately, my prayers became less about my situation and more about my trust in him. If you need to do the same, I highly encourage you to rest in him.
Wow. Let's
so
go.
So good. I love that.
Tori and I just recorded a Q&A for our patrons.
Yes. I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah. And someone had asked what my quiet time looks like, because Tori tends to share a little bit more about that than I do, in terms of, do we have like a routine? Are you going to get into prayer and then maybe journaling and then maybe a Devo and then maybe reading scripture or whatever order you may do that in?
Yeah.
And I had a really hard time answering the question.
Yeah.
And I think it was because a lot of the time that I spend when it comes to like my own personal quiet time with the Lord, a lot of it is spent sitting in the work that God has done. And I think Tori and I can be a bit of a unique case to a certain point, because what a lot of what we do for work and in our just every single like hour of our day is share our faith.
Yeah.
And so I just, I was really recommending this book, and I'm actually going to put a link to the book in the description of this podcast. It's called Sit, Walk, Stand by Watchman Nee. Mm-hmm. It's literally a 45-page book. It's like $5. And it talks about our three different postures that we should have unto Jesus Christ.
Right.
And the first one it talks about is that we should have a posture of sitting. Because what you do when you sit is you put the burden off of yourself and onto something else.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting on a chair, you're putting your weight on the chair and the chair has to hold you up.
Right.
And so our first posture unto Christ is to sit and to put our burden onto him, because he asks us to do that. Because he says, so I will, not only will I give you peace, but I will take your burden.
Right.
And that's just so powerful. And
yeah,
that's something in my quiet time that I think, because I'm such a striver and I want to do so well. And I like feel bad when I feel bad, because I'm like, I shouldn't feel bad.
Yeah.
And I have to have that quiet time to collect myself, to say, I could work right now. I could read self-help books right now.
Mm-hmm.
I could pray right now. I could fix things right now. But instead, I'm going to sit here because when I sit here with you, Christ, I'm complete with you.
Yeah. So good, babe. I love that. And I was just thinking about, similarly to you, when she was talking about, I was trying this and I was doing that and I was doing this and I was doing that. And it's not that it wasn't doing something, but it wasn't giving her what she was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I struggle with the same thing. And I shared this with the patrons. So patrons who are listening, sorry about it. But the other day I felt the same. I went outside to have my devotional time with the Lord. And my routine is very regimented. I do my journal time and then I read my Devo and then I dive into the scripture about it. And then I want to look at the context. And it's very much this thing that I have a, almost like a to-do list, but I do it for a reason. But that particular day, all I felt called to do was nothing but sit in his presence, look at creation, be in awe of who he was. And he did. He gave me peace.
Yeah. It's so powerful.
Yeah. Just gotta do nothing sometimes.
Yeah. I
love that. Best thing to do.
It's such a slap in the face to the need to be productive, or the need to consume, or the need to do more.
Yeah.
And I just think of Chick-fil-A,
you
know, being closed one day a week,
closed on Sunday.
They could be open and try to earn more money, keep their employees working more.
Mm-hmm.
But instead they say, no, I'm going to dedicate this time, because working an extra day and making more money or whatever that may be, isn't going to make anything better for me.
Right.
Me dedicating myself to the Lord and say, I'm going to rest is what will help me.
So good.
You're for me to pray, son, out?
I am.
I'm actually going to read the prayer from the devotional, because it's so powerful.
Yeah.
So it says this: Dear Lord, I come to you today to ask for help. You are my everything. Lord, I need rest. I give you my worry. Take it, Lord. I accept your peace. I accept your love, and I accept your understanding. Help me to turn to you and not to my own power. Help me to stop doing and start trusting. Help me to wait on your answers, because I know and I trust that they are good. Lord, give me the wisdom, the hope, and the peace. Thank you, Lord, for your patience and your grace. I love you, and I know you love me so much more than I could ever imagine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. Well, now's that perfect time to throw on the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to the Lord.
Yes, and y'all, don't forget that you are God's masterpiece.
And don't forget that we love you.
We love you guys, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Arrivederci. Sorry, Ferrari and F1's been doing well.